The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday, 10th day of May, 2010. And if you're here on this Monday, well, then you know what to expect. I've got Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of that toxic currency. And if you don't know what that is, just look up funny or fiat money. You'll begin to get the grasp of it. For you new listeners out there joining us today, welcome aboard. For those that are just sick and tired of the way of things have been, and you're getting sick and tired of being sick and tired, you've come to the right place. Mr. McDonald, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, John. How about yourself?
I have no pains in the head today, but that doesn't necessarily mean in the course of the next 2 hours I'm not going to develop one. But all sorts of things going on, more distractions. The oil has not stopped leaking in the Gulf. The common sense in Congress has not stopped leaking out of whatever orifice they haven't plugged. We have Barry Sartorio, also known as President Barack Hussein Obama, that's picking a new person for the Supreme Court. And I'll tell you something, the only thing I had to start doing is just going back and start looking at who was for this. National Organization of Women. Whoops, there's the first red flag right there. National Organization of Women are for it. Run from it. All kinds of things. So we'll get into that today and other issues as well. I sent that link over to you. Did you have a chance to do a cursory preview of the material?
Yes, I did. And cursory is correct.
Yeah, but what was the first thing that jumped out of you, out at you, when you started reading this stuff? You know, who is she and what's she going to be good at doing? And well,
okay, the first thing is, who is she? She has no experience.
Well, aside from that, yeah.
Yeah, she's been to the Supreme Court as Solicitor General for six times.
Yeah.
In order to make be seasoned, you have to be at that court at least dozens of times.
But she's argued in front of the Supreme Court. Done that. I heard that she was the all-time Girl Scout cookie seller. She understands commerce, at least.
Yeah, but she's in the middle of the road. She doesn't argue for or against. She's very timid in her approach to the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make a very good justice, in my opinion.
Well,
Associate Justice.
And we're talking about Elena Kagan. And you're gonna hear this name. It's promising to be a long, hot summer, because, well, why is the inscrutable the Elena Kagan? She makes everybody nervous, and we'll tell you more of the reasons why, aside from no experience. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention ladies, Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, Ron McDonald, just to set the tone for today's program, and if you don't have a headache yet, let me play this little clip here. Who is the woman that subs for Bill O'Reilly that more often than not makes more sense than Bill O'Reilly? I'll think of her name here in a second. At any rate, neocon that she is. It doesn't matter if it wears eye makeup or not. A neocon is still a neocon. But some very good points here on Nancy Pelosi. Now, Ron, she was on a seven-city trip tour visiting churches that harbor and hide illegal aliens. And I'm going to play this clip here. Now, keep in mind, I did something that I don't often do, and I had to revisit this decision to do it about 15 different times. But on republicbroadcasting.org, I posted a story, and this is what the lamestream media will not let you in on, downplaying the thing that's going on, the drug lords that are warring with each other, vying for position for the U.S. drug market. Well, that's just not it, folks. Down just right across our border here, these people, these drug lords, if you look at them sideways or you don't do their bidding, or they're just having a bad day, guess what happens to you? You end up in the forever dirt nap mode that I call. Yeah, you're dead. There's some very, very graphic pictures. And I'm going to caution everybody again. Before you click on that, if you've got a squeamish stomach, don't go there, okay? But if you've got courage to go and look at what the media is covering up, what apologists like Nancy Pelosi, she would fit well with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, maybe in communist China, maybe even in France. I don't know with Sarkozy, but she doesn't fit here. Here's the clip.
San Francisco, that immigration raids must stop. Let's take a listen.
270 people. You're here on a Saturday night to take responsibility for our country's future.
Now, let me stop here. She said, and you're here to make decisions on America's future. She's talking about, and she's talking to a carlota of illegals in a church. She's saying that you're here to determine America's future, and that makes you very, very patriotic. Here's the rest of the clip.
That makes you very, very patriotic. Who in our country would not want to change the policy of kicking indoors in the middle of the night and sending a parent away from their families? It must be stopped. What a value system is that? I think it's un-American. I think it's un-American.
And, of course, a little chanting there for Mexico.
Why am I not surprised by this? Joining us now from Washington is immigration, is Nancy Pelosi, essentially saying, you know, just flout the American immigration law, and you're patriotic if you agree with me that, you know, the law is un-American. How is that a definition of patriotism?
Well, first of all, you can't be an American patron unless you're an American. Americans in South and Central, I guess those are Americans as well. And listen to this again. She's calling illegal aliens patriotic.
Take a listen.
You're here on a Saturday night to take responsibility for our country's future. That makes you very, very patriotic.
John, she is in Mexico, right? She's saying that in Mexico. She's not saying that on American soil, is she?
She's, let me see, a United States... Yeah, she is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You know, people like Reid and Pelosi. There's another one. What the heck's her name? Barbara Boxer out of California. Notice how Barbara Boxer has taken the low road and let Nancy Pelosi get out there? Because they figure that, you know, one or two of the heads are going to roll, so I'm just going to hang back here and let this idiot expouse her. Oh, God, I don't even know what to call this anymore. But here is a seated U.S. senator. Here is the Speaker of the House of Representatives that doesn't know what country she's in.
Well, she's mustering up votes, I think. That could be the only thing she's doing, because nothing that she stated would hold up in a court of law. You know, she can't address foreigners. What would be the difference if French came over here and she said the same thing to them? It doesn't hold up.
Well, one it goes we and the other goes see. I don't
That's
know.
It.
You know, and this is starting to gain momentum. The fact that, I don't know how you feel about this one, but I'm not in favor of the states doing the immigration thing, even though that they patterned the rules after the Fed and their immigration deal of the thou shalts and thou shalt nots and all that other stuff. Here's the thing. That the mere fact that the states have to do this because the federal government refuses to. And we talked before the program, back in 86, Ronald Reagan, you know, our Everybody holds this guy up as being some great conservative whatever. Well, okay, if that's what you want to believe. I believe in Easter bunnies and Santa Claus as well. But he opened up the gates, and he later said that that was a bad move because back in 86, he did an amnesty. Literally, the floodgates opened up for a short while, and we had millions of illegals here in this country. He later went on to say that that was a monumental mistake. So here we are, and when do you think the majority of these illegals start coming into the country, Ron? Ah, that's right. It was after 1992. We did this wonderful thing called the North American Free Trade Agreement. Yeah. And then we followed it up with the Central American Free Trade Agreement. Look, here's the reality, and this is what the press is not reporting. Much to your mounting ignorance out there, mainstream America, is that they already have the idea that all of North America, it's borderless. Don't worry about it. We're all here. We're the three musketeers, South, Central, and North America, one for all and all for one. Yeah, that's the idea. Immigration, that to them, that is not a big deal. It's just a temporary hurdle to get over, you know, sneaking into the countries illegally. But if you're in Mexico, and here's the dichotomy. If you're in Mexico, try coming into the Mexican territory illegally, and they don't talk to you. Chances are they just might shoot you. But the idea here, pushed by President Fox and now Calderon, is one of, hey, you got a right to be there, so go for it. And people have been yammering. I mean, this has been a hot-button issue, Ron, for years. We had Minutemen on the border. We had all kinds of consternation going on. The harsh realities are that people are dying. And again, if you've got the guts, go to republicbroadcasting.org, take a look at the story that's got the pictures of the decapitated bodies. And these weren't necessarily other drug dealers. These were just people that just got in the way of the drug kingpins. This is what's on our border. This is what's transgressed into our country. This is the mentality. This is who these people are. And Ron, people like Pelosi, geez, I mean, can we just throw her butt in prison? Can we just do that like now?
You know, what she's done is probably paramount to being a treasonous act against the American people. It's allowing a foreign citizenry to be raised in status above American citizens, calling them patriots, when here we have Americans dying in foreign wars, and all through the history, Americans have given their lives to create this country. And here, she's giving accolades to foreigners as though they are in supremacy in this country. And I have one word for that video, or pictures, I should say, on RBN.
Did you see him?
Slaughterhouse.
Did you see
him? Yes, Slaughterhouse. Yes, I did. Slaughterhouse comes to mind. If you can't stomach going through a slaughterhouse and watching cattle being maimed and cut up into pieces, don't watch that.
I you know, it's kind of strange. I have yet to wrap my mind around this, but people can fathom the death of a pet or a dog. Or something other than human beings. We can fathom the unjustified death of an animal, but when we're talking about human beings, you know, in this country, Ron, you know, we keep repeating that, okay, what did we do for the Iraqi people except cause them consternation? A lot of death, a lot of heartaches in the years to come. Basically, we popped their country inside out, and oh, by the way, on the road to their freedom, we just managed to kill 1.3 million Iraqi citizens. But the news media never talks about that. So if we can even contemplate the death of one, how come we can't get our minds wrapped around that we're over the Middle East doing the job for God and country and Chevrolet and Chevron oil or whatever? But how do you justify the taking of 1.3 million lives? Or don't you want to look at that? Don't you want to consider that? Because that will snap you back into a reality that, well, quite frankly, might make you a little uncomfortable.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back. By the way, one of our old producers stopped by. He's working in the oil industry now out of Houston. I asked him, I said, this little spill they've got down in the Gulf, what are they thinking? The news isn't good. And these are coming from oil people. They don't know what to do. We have a situation in the Gulf right now that they tried to lower what could be best described as a caisson down about a mile to try to capture the oil that's just oozing out of the ocean floor. And I didn't even realize this. I didn't think the Gulf was that deep, that there was even depths going down a mile. But he told me, he said, they don't have a clue. They're now talking about maybe dropping explosives down there, hoping to collapse the thing. I said, well, there's one problem. What started this thing was a high-pressure pocket of methane to begin with. So we're going to start setting off explosives and then do what? Blow up the methane? Maybe open up a hole in the earth that you could see all the way to China with? They don't, Ron, they don't know what to, they don't know what the hell to do with this. They don't.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for putting a caisson down there, but a circular caisson and just filling it with concrete. You know, concrete will harden in water. You have to do something. This is just, you know, the first thing you have to do is take those people out of their positions. They just don't know. They don't have any brain power backing up their decision making.
Well,
that's frightening.
Well, and you know, I made mention of the fact during the break to this guy. I said, look, I said, you remember Lindsey Williams?
Yeah.
Well, he was on the board of ARCO up there in Alaska, and that's when they were doing all their drilling explorations, and Well, they just found vast pools of oil up there. And what was really fascinating and what was never explained to the public as to why ARCO turned around and sold the oil rights to guess whom? BP, that's making a fiasco of oil drilling in the Gulf right now. But here's the irony to this. BP doesn't need to be drilling anything unless it's... Here's the only thing I can think of. That the oil that they're pulling out of the Gulf is for world markets and not necessarily the United States, because BP already knows the United States is all set for oil for the next 200 years. Oh, by the way, what they're not doing is uncapping the wells on Gaul Island up there in Alaska. We've got 200 years worth of crude oil up there, and it ain't the high sulfur content crap either, folks. That stuff is harder to crack. It's more expensive. By the time the refined product comes to market, it's more expensive to the end user, the consumer, whether it be oil or gasoline or diesel or derivatives or whatever. But here they are in a situation they don't know how to handle. They can't stop it. But yet, it's polluting our shores, killing off the shrimping and fishing industry. Here's the thing. This is not going to stop in the Gulf. And there are people, if they survive, for God's sakes, if they could catch up with their insurance company and argue with them or maybe hold a gun to their head, maybe they got their shrimp roots replaced or their fishing equipment or maybe their homes or whatever. But no. This is going to be an ongoing problem. It's one of these problems that's going to keep on giving day in and day out. Yeah. It's getting so bad that the currents, if you know anything about how the currents move in the Gulf, it's kind of heading for Louisiana, Mississippi shore, but you know what? It's going to take a little jaunt to the right. And then it's going to go down, kind of like follow the panhandle of Florida, go down the coast of Florida, take a little detour through the Keys. And by the way, folks, if you're divers, better get down to the Keys now, because you're going to be battling gobs of oil before too long. Because what the currents are going to do is drag that oil all the way down the west coast of Florida. I've already heard the words, oh, my God, it's going to kill our tourism industry. No, it's already dead. It's going to put a gravestone on it. So that stuff is going to migrate down to the tip of Florida, and then it takes another little left turn, and then guess where it goes? Up the coast, the Atlantic coast, eastern seaboard of the United States.
Now, what's going to be the overall effect on gasoline prices?
It's going to go up.
This is
the word I just got, it's going to go up.
Yeah, and extremely high. I mean, there's going to be a lot of damages, as you say, and, of course, a lot of lawsuits. And, you know, BP doesn't take a hit. All they do is raise the prices.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, oil exploration is not a cheap deal. You've got to have your billions in the bank to do this kind of stuff. But the science is today, and they're right on the cutting and ragged edge, I might say, with this deep-sea drilling. You know, everything's hunky-dory. Every once in a while, they get a little problem. You know, it's nothing. Every once in a while, a ship will run into one of the oil rigs, or somebody will get sloppy on safety procedures, and stuff kind of catches on fire, and a few people die, but then they show up with the hose boats, and they put it out, shut valves off, and clean up a little bit of mess, and then they continue. This is unprecedented. Something like this has never happened before, and it's been going almost now for a month. But the scary thing about this is, Ron, they don't have a damn clue on how to stop it. So there was really no forethought going into this thing. And from what I was told, there could have been a valve for about, I think it was $500 million that could have been installed on the sea floor, and we're talking the Mac Daddy of valves, shutoff valves, that if they would have taken that procedure and precaution, this would not be an issue right now. They'd be figuring out ways, okay, we got to run another siphon straw down to the ocean floor and get to sucking the oil out again. That would have been the topic of conversation. Instead, it's, okay, we're screwed now. We don't know what to do. This is on, it's probably going to be on record as being the greatest ecological disaster in recorded American history. 800-313-9443. We'll start rolling your calls after this bottom of the hour break. Thanks for being here today with us, folks. We'll continue right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Oh, and you think Sotomayor was a questionable choice for her? We'll get into that here in a few minutes. John? Yes.
John, have you heard anything more about the SWAT teams and why they were instituted?
The SWAT teams and why they were instituted?
On these, to check out all the oil rigs and things of that nature.
No. That's who I want showing up on oil rigs. What are they there to do? Figure out what the oil personnel can't? Or is there really a terrorist? You know, you heard the gamut of speculation coming out of this thing. You know, was it the North Koreans that were aided and abetted by Cuba and they sent a submarine to torpedo this thing? You know, I think if that would have happened, it would have left some telltale signs. I've heard a lot of wild-eyed speculation. And suffice it to say, if there was no help with this disaster, it could be just exactly what it is. A company, British Petroleum itself, that it's, they're not mining for oil, folks. They're not going, they're going after bucks. Just think of gold as being dollars to them. So when you're in the quest for the almighty dollar, you take shortcuts. There are allowances that are made. Yeah, you roll the dice, and every once in a while, it comes up snake eyes, and it did. So No, I haven't heard anything more about SWAT teams. Just the militarized people that I want to see hanging around oil rigs. And unless they've got some other function other than just standing around looking stupid with M16s, I don't know. I don't know what they're there for. Maybe there's going to be a new purge here of pirating in the Gulf. I don't know. I've got not a clue. And if I wanted to know, who would I ask in the government that would tell me the truth? Yeah. John in Colorado. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I was sitting here listening to you talk about that oil spill. Oh, my. I called when you were talking about the belligerent aliens who now have taken to marching in the streets and threatening to use machetes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I figured that's a bit of overreach and might not go well for them. Meanwhile, they got included in the census. Now, what's that doing there?
I missed that last thing.
They got included in the census.
Oh, yeah.
What is that doing there?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and she sounded like a voice from Mars through a 55-gallon drum, didn't she? With the audio on that, it's just an aside. But it sounded like the evil voice from beyond.
I mean, you know what I keep... Here's my mental picture. Whenever this woman speaks, I'm thinking of the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, yeah. And some of these people, I can't stand and watch them. As for SWAT teams, there is another outfit called SWOT, and this may have been one of those typography-type issues. I really don't know. I, too, had visions of folks wandering around with flashbangs on oil platforms, and we'll leave it at that, but I hope they didn't do that.
Well, you know, that might not be a bad thing. We take all these damn SWAT teams, and we put them on little... We isolate them around miles of water. At least we know where they're at and what they're doing.
And then give them a nice guess while the play was briefly... All right, I'll leave it at that.
Okay, this is a good way to start a Monday. We started out laughing like fools. Hey, what the hell? Oh, yeah, what is a SWOT team? Why don't you Google that and find out what that is? Carl in Montreal. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, just letting everyone know that my site's back up now, that liberatecarl.com.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get those stuff faxed to you tomorrow. It's been faxed to American Free Press already. Maybe you can get a copy from them, some more stuff for you to read. How I've been detained for 3 years, Immigration Canada, and some very interesting articles that are related to what they're doing now. So.
All right. Well, okay. We'll keep an eye on it. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate your call. Yeah. Gosh. I'm going to have to call somebody in the Canadian government to get this guy sprung from the mental ward up there in Montreal. This guy hasn't left me alone in over a year.
Ah. Well, he's persistent.
Well, I would be, too, if I was locked up on some crazy ward. I've never gotten a full flavor as to why this guy... You know, if I violated somebody in Canada's violated their immigration laws, or maybe I was in their country and they didn't like what I was saying, I could see maybe being held for a brief while they decided what to do with me. But they've held this guy, I think, now for 2 years. So now they got him in a loony bin up there.
Well, where's he originally from,
John? United States.
Okay.
And the story goes that they perceived some of the things that he was doing because he had a website, that he was, well, possibly some kind of threat to the people of Canada. Now, if that were the case, what Canada and a lot of countries do, you know, what do you do with a problem you don't know what to do with? Well, you give it to somebody else. In this case, it'd be handing the guy back to the United States. Why do you want to house and feed and clothe this guy and medical attention and... You know, be in charge of watching his personage while he's locked up in some mental institution. I still don't get it, but he's persistent. You're right about that. You're absolutely right. Okay, JD in Washington. Hello, JD.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Did you call in earlier to talk to my board op about Dr. Truat?
No, I made a comment about these new people that came on to take over for Truat.
Uh-huh.
I made a comment. I sent you an email about it.
Okay.
No big deal.
All right. Well,
yeah, they kind of cut me short. You know, I wasn't even finished with what I was going to say to them.
Well, that's because...
And, you know, but that's no big deal.
Well, J.D., there was some technical problems. They couldn't hear the return as well as we would have liked them to hear it, and they couldn't hear you.
You know what? It's okay.
All right, then. What's
not
on
a big
your mind?
Deal.
What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, this whole thing's got me kind of... I don't know what to say half the time. You know, you're talking about this oil leak. And I know they have the technology. And, you know, I don't know what you thought about it, but is it possible that this thing's been, you know, perpetrated? Is
well,
it possible?
Look, in today's world, anything
yeah.
is possible. Now,
yep.
the first thing out of the chute with people that have no trust in their government anymore
mm-hmm.
are going to make assumptions and assertions that, you know, something may be very, very crooked here. It could have been intentionally done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could have been. I'm not going to discount the possibility, but I think it was just a screw-up on technology that, like I said, that was right on the ratty cutting edge.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what it could do, though? You know, the reason I brought up perpetrated was you want to bring the economy down in a hurry. This will definitely help do that.
Well, I was watching the stock market today make its 350-some point rally, and,
mm-hmm.
well, I saw light sweet crude. I saw that up around $80 a barrel, and that was taking a little tumble before
mm-hmm.
this thing was going on. Is it some way of price fixing? I do not know. I just find it rather, and it's probably lousy timing, that Barry Sartorio comes out and talks about drilling, and now here's a Democrat and the band leader for all the tree huggers out there, the Democrat Party has been for a number of years, comes out and says, we need to drill more, we need to do more offshore drilling, and all of a sudden, this thing kind of goes kaflooey.
You know, what blew me away was what you said. You know, Gull Island in Alaska,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe you brought that up, because
right.
I've known about that for many, many years, and it's been pretty quiet.
Not,
I've known about it for years.
Not on this
There's enough oil up there, but no one talks about it. So,
well, and then once in a while the stories will hit. I mean, Lindsey Williams has been the banner boy
exactly
for Gull Island, and he's the one that has not quit talking about this. And
exactly.
he was the guy that was with ARCO that actually brought him into the boardroom, and he sat in their meetings. So. I mean, here, the oil finds that we've got in the, what is it, the Plain States here, up around
mm-hmm.
Montana.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to our eyeballs in this stuff. But
I know.
If you think about this, money is control. Oil
mm-hmm.
is money. So rather than giving the sucker, like you and I, an even break,
mm-hmm.
and producing a product as safely as you can to bring it to market, especially in these economic times that I think we've got to come up with a new term. Economic
mm-hmm.
times doesn't quite address it, but you know, this is what you want to start doing, is start screwing around with energy that you need the mostest and the cheapest, and you need it right now.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
Correct. Excellent. Hey, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Okay, May 6th, last week, Thursday. Remember the stock market took a big dump for a little while. Were you aware? And I'm sure you're not. You know who Quayle and Steve Quayle is.
Yes, I do.
And you know Hawk. Do you know Hawk?
No.
No? He's one of his very close partners.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway,
yeah.
What I learned, and, you know, take it any way you want, they actually had the police around the country, should I say, I don't know any other way to say it, on alert for a two-hour period on the 6th, that there might be martial law. So they had them on alert because the economy might have collapsed that day. They wanted everybody on alert and ready to rock and roll and ready to put up barriers and I don't know how else to say it. Did you hear anything about
that? No, I didn't. Oh, I did not.
Yeah, and, well, at least I got to say it.
Well, and we have friendlies out there in law enforcement. If something like that did take place, I think they would have taken the opportunity to let us know.
Well, I think that's how Quayle learned about it.
Well, evidently.
But through friendlies. They have, you know, insiders, you know, and I've heard it through other people, too. They had friendlies telling them that this is what's going on. They're getting ready to, just in case, but they'll call it off after a two-hour period. This is what I learned.
Well,
you know,
there's been all kinds, J.D., there's been all kinds of scenarios that martial law could be implemented in this country. And you know what? That may very well happen. And then I won't have to listen to a whole bunch of mealy-mouth pencil pushers because they're going to be diving under the desk.
You know what? As long as people like you and I are prepared for this and we're stocked up and locked and loaded, I don't see a problem.
Well, I do. It's going to be real hard on the furniture.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be real hard on people that are now reawakening to being an American and what that means and law and constitution and, oh, gosh, peace and tranquility and a job and a roof over your head and food in your stomach. You know, the American dream. Kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I hate to see that go away.
Well,
I really do.
Well, and you know what? But here's the thing. You know, we're going to try everything humanly possible to try to revive the American spirit in this country.
I hope so.
And to have the people come back and put their feet back down on the ground and take an objective, hard look at where they're at right now and where they suppose things are going to go in the future. I don't know how they could get any worse. Aside, J.D., from martial law being declared, and, you know, I'll say one thing. I don't think you'll have to worry about those little pesky census takers if martial law is instituted. I could see one upshot to this, anyway. Yeah.
You are so funny sometimes.
Hey, sometimes.
That's wonderful,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes I kill myself.
You kill me, that's for sure, and I sure love you, buddy.
All right, J.D., I got to run, man.
Okay, bye.
All right. Mike in Ohio. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Hey, you know, I got a problem with that governor there in Arizona. I don't think that they went far enough. After looking at your pictures, I figure that they also open it wide open, but if you want to own a fully automatic weapon, all you have to do is qualify with it or whatever. Some way to know that the person can operate it without taking out his own household.
Yeah. Well, Hillary covered the issue on well, you know, they're getting all our guns from the United States. Well, I'm thinking
that's a bunch of crap.
Well,
you know it.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I mean, what self-respecting, law-breaking individual with a bag full of money? Hell, they could be buying nuclear weapons for all I know right now. You know,
I've seen those 20-foot containers. Half loaded with money from that was confiscated, you know, they caught them with. So then people can buy anything they want. They're not going to have to fiddle around with our gun dealers and all this other stuff getting semi-automatic when they can get fully automatic stuff on the black market.
Yeah, and you know what? You're exactly right. What self-respecting drug lord wants his little troops out there with single-shot rifles?
He'd be laughed at.
I mean, they
would be laughed at by the rest of them because it's a status symbol.
You know, I envision this. If I'm a drug dealer worth my salt, I'm going to have the little Terminator creeps running around with miniguns strapped on that nobody, nothing could stand in my path and I could mow down half of the planet. You know, why screw? What? Yeah, you're right. Why screw around with these single shot little assault weapons?
Yeah, that's my point. You know, fully automatic AKs and stuff like that, whatever, you know, anything. Status symbols. It's half status symbol to these people.
Yeah.
You see what they did down there, I'm sure you saw the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much guts it takes to do something like that to another human being?
I can tell you one thing, Mike, for sure. They have absolutely no regard for human life. If you can do that to another human being, and Ron, did you see these pictures?
I saw the pictures. You know, it reminded me of what some of the pictures I saw of in Iraq when they would just slice the throat of an American with a serrated sword or something. And I'm just with you. I can't imagine any human beings doing this to anyone else. But there it is. It's graphic.
Well, I wouldn't carry a serrated knife over in Vietnam because I was under the understanding if I got captured with it, they'd use it on me just like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Years ago, I mean, I had feds trying to sell me literally truckloads full of Laws rockets. And again, my God, as corrupt as these people are and the marketplace that's now open to them, I mean, they're probably building their own damn Navy right now.
Who knows? I know they tried to build a submarine.
Yeah.
But they got caught.
Jeez.
So.
Oh, but hey, let's follow Nancy Pelosi because, you know, they're shaping America's future right now. They're being patriotic.
Every time I see her, I get the creeps.
Every time she sees herself, she gets the creeps. What are you kidding me? Hey, Mike, thanks for your call.
Have a good one.
All right. We'll break. We'll be back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Think, Ron, you would see the day that you'd have people like Pelosi coming out and talking the garbage as she's talking and not being charged or something less than favorable happening to this woman's political career? I mean, we're talking about the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
No, and if we were to go back 200 years and let her speak like that, she would have been shot. she would have been shot.
Oh, man.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. And, you know, it's apparent, John, the American people are not in control. And that's the shame of it. We are not in control.
What was your clue on that one?
I mean, just, you know, the oil rigs down in the Gulf of Mexico, for whatever reason, how this all happened, and we have no control of that. You know, if we're going to allow license to drill for oil, it has to be on land. It cannot be out at sea, especially when, and I'm with, I guess it was JD that mentioned the control, that he believes there is control. I also believe there's control. There's always fail safes. If this were a nuclear plant meltdown, there was always going to be a fail safe involved there. These people are trained for these types of disasters. I cannot believe that this has gotten so far out of hand without any fail safes in place.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look, we've got to get around to the Fed Reserve opening a credit line to Europe. Oh, God. You know, we were talking before the program, and it has been suggested that, well, congressional oversight on the Federal Reserve may be giving up to, what was the number, $1 trillion to the European banks to help bail them out?
I don't know the specific amount, but it's enough to support the issue over there. And you're right. There's no mention of the Congress having any authority over the Federal Reserve doing this.
And pray tell, and talking, why might that be?
Oh, I haven't got a clue, John.
Well, it might have something to do with it's a private corporation for profit. You know, as I put it to you, I simply put it this way. It's like GM going, okay, we're going to export cars over to Europe. We've got a Ford market over there that's not going to like it very much. But you know what? We're going to make the decision to ship our product over to Europe and let Ford be damned. This is in as much this has been a decision of a commercial operation for profit. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. And they get the Bureau of Printing and Engraving to print these up so they can pass them over to Europe. Can't beat that. It's a perfect, perfect scheme. They lose nothing. They take no risk. They pass it over, and they collect interest for lending that money. I hate to use the word money. It's not money currency.
Well, for the lack of, well, I don't think people understand if we called it monopoly money, would they?
I think they would understand.
I just want to be the locomotive, and I want to pass go as many times as I possibly can and collect my $200. And I'm not going to go to jail, just like the bankers are not going to go to jail. By the way, the audit the Fed, that's been pretty much torpedoed. The language that was introduced on the bill, just about, I think Ron Paul said it Friday. He said they pretty much just killed the damn thing.
Could you have guessed that would have happened, John?
No, because I'm an eternal optimist, Ron. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443 if you wish to opine. With recent